Vershatz inherits one of the longest legal traditions in Banat and beyond. The market charter from 1804, which is kept in the City Museum, represents one of the most significant legal acts in the history of Vershatz. With this document, Vershatz finally got its political and legal sovereignty, which it still holds today. The scope of its local administration, or magistrate, was significantly expanded because it took over some of the jurisdictions of the manorial court, which previously tried cases involving the citizens of Vershatz. The best indicator of this is precisely the right to impose the most severe punishment, the death penalty. The death penalty was analyzed from a legal point of view by the lawyer Alexander Stoyachkovich, who was the mayor of Vershatz. His interpretation of the city's autonomy also served Felix Mieleker, the author of the Vershatz monograph, as a source for describing the legal history of the city. This is only proof that the charter is not the heritage of a legal system foreign to the Serbs, but on the contrary, a system where they played a prominent role and left their mark, which makes them equal heirs of the tangible and intangible historical monuments of the Habsburg era. With the imperial seal, the charter is still very well preserved in its entirety, legible and clear even after more than 218 years. The market charter was written on sheets of high-quality white paper, probably made of fabric threads, bound in a burgundy plush cover, with a green and white ribbon bearing a large hanging imperial seal of Emperor Franz II printed in red wax in a round brass box, which is attached to the cover with an interlaced gold ribbon. The charter has 12 sheets or 24 pages and opens with a blank page. The Vershatz Market Charter, similar to other related charters of that type and time, contains classic basic diplomatic content, an introduction or preamble composed of an extensive title of the ruler and an inscription of the recipient of the charter, text consisting of 10 articles that determine the status, state, and real rights of the newly proclaimed privileged market, with a description of the organization and activities of the city government, as well as the determinants of judicial, financial, commercial, ecclesiastical, administrative, hereditary, and criminal law, and the final document or escutule with the date listing the name of a large number of solemn witnesses to ensure the authenticity of the charter and the signature of the Emperor Franz II and Karol Palfi of Erdod, Knight of the Golden Fleece. The disposition contains a description of the coat of arms of Vershatz. The elements of this coat of arms are a spherical shield or rotunda of sky blue color, a green hill planted with vineyards, three peaks with a watchtower on the central peak, a human hand with a sword in it, a head of a Turkish man impaled on a sword, a chapel on the left peak, and a hermitage house on the right of the chapel, a white marketplace in the lower part of the coat of arms with three churches, ditches, and fields around the settlement. Vershatz also got the right to use the prescribed seal in red wax, and everyone in the state had to accept a deed with such a seal as authentic. The use of the city seal was paid for.